So yesterday, in our previous year, we learned about the making of the menorah, and we wanted to know, did this menorah that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Mishkan, which ended up in the Beis HaMikdash, did it end up in Rome? If yes, the Vatican, you know, where is it? But before we address those specific questions, which we will address in the coming Shiurim, it's important that we establish something. And that is, what happens if it is there, and one day you have somebody that goes into the Vatican, and he takes pictures and he sees a menorah, and it comes out that the menorah is different than what we heard from our Chazal, the way the menorah was. How do we approach it? What do we do? How do we reconcile the Eidos, the people will say that we saw a menorah in Rome, and if Chazal tell us that it's different, what would we do about that? I think we should have that discussion before we get to the other details about the menorah. And there's one place where the Rebbe really speaks about this head on. And that is in the Likutei Siches Chelek Chaf Vav. It's a Sicha in Parshas Tetzave, the second Sicha. But it's regarding another keli, another one of the begodim of the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the tzitz. The tzitz is like this headband that the Kohen Gadol wears. And the Torah tells us in Parshas Tetzave, V'asisa tzitz zov tor, you have to make a tzitz out of pure gold, u'pitachta olav pituchei chayisam, and you engrave into this tzitz the words Kodesh LaHashem. So you have two words engraved in the tzitz. Now the question is it two words on one line or two words on two lines? What's the story? How was it engraved? So we have a Braisa. This is Gemara in Shabbos. I think as well in Sukkah. But the Gemara in Shabbos, Bav Samach Gimel, where the Gemara tells us that the one shita is, the main shita, that kosuv alav b'shtei shitin, that these two words, kodesh l'Hashem, were written on two separate lines. Now most people would think that the words kodesh l'Hashem would be written if it's on two lines. One word, the top line would say kodesh, and the bottom line would say l'Hashem. But that's not what he says. He says, yud kei l'mayla, the name of the Eibishter was in the top line. The Kodesh Le, the fact that it's Kodesh to the Eibishter, those words, the letters Kodesh Le, were Lamato, they were on the bottom line. So that's one Shita. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Yossi says, I don't know what you're talking about. Ani de'isiv b'roimi, I was in Rome, and I saw the tzitz in Rome. I actually saw the tzitz of the Beis HaMikdash. V'kosuv olav kodesh l'Hashem b'shita achas. And the kodesh l'Hashem was written in one line. The tzitz that he saw in Rome had engraved the words kodesh l'Hashem, and it was on one line. So we have this Kabbalah of Chazal, that it was on two lines, and we have this testimony of Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Yaakov that Rabbi Yossi, that it was on one line. Seemingly, if you're taking the halacha out of the Gemara, you would say today, if someone would ask you, so how was it? Most people, which are trying to be practical, will say that probably it was on one line because that is what Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi saw with his own eyes. But yet we have a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, Ketzad Maisei Atzitz, how would you make the tzitz if we're building the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and we're trying to make the tzitz? Oise Tashel Zov, you make the special plate out of gold. And again, the Rambam writes, V'koisev Alav Shnei Shitim, you make the words Kodesh LaHashem in two lines. And then he says, V'mkosu B'shita Achas Kosher, B'diyevet, if you did it on one line, and sometimes it did was written on one line, it would be kosher. But the main shita lechatchila, if you would be following the shita lechatchila, you would do it in two lines. Now, seemingly, why would we do it that way? Why would we not say to follow what Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi saw himself? So we have a base of Chida, which is the Me'iri. The Me'iri asked this question. And he says, "V'alfal pi shemigdoli achachomim heidu ani reisi b'roimi." Even though from the greatest of the Chachomim testified, and they said, "I saw it in Rome." The kosuv alav kodesh l'Hashem b'shita achas, and it said kodesh l'Hashem in one line. Vayichishu as hayidu etzlam af be'edus re'iyo, being that they have a kabbalah of Chazal that was stronger to them than even an eyewitness what they saw in Rome. That was secondary to what they knew from Chazal, from the Mesoira of Chazal. And the Rebbe learns from this story a fascinating Hayra, which we're going to learn together, which is the end of the Sikha, page 203. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know exactly, but I think that has to do with the continuous revelation of these so-called Dead Sea Scrolls, which they found these scrolls in caves, which were hundreds of years old, and they were from Tanakh, but they were not exactly, not all the psukim were exactly the way we have our Sifrei Torah and Sifrei Tanakh. So people started questioning the, you know, what's the real way. So says the Rebbe, Mikol analot men oichai ra liyameinu eila. We have a tremendous lesson for our time. Bizman na achren zayn izgalik vorin gnizois fu megilois minyone atanach. In the recent time, there was revealed these hidden gnizois from megilois of Tanakh, as well as in Cairo, the famous Cairo Gniza, they found these in a shul, they were like manuscripts from 1,000 years, mamish before the Rambam. So it could be that also is referring to that. And in these Gnizois, there are differences as to the way we have a Mesoira, how the Sifrei Torah should be written. So what do you do? People were like getting all nervous. Is our way right? Do we follow these new finds? Says the Rebbe, darf man wissen, as the Gnizois chotze zen oich vi ois vi edus rivno, looks like these are mamish testimony. They're there from hundreds of years before. They're nothing compared to our Mesoira. And especially, says the Rebbe, we don't even know who wrote those Gnizois. And the Rebbe adds an amazing thing. Maybe the reason they ended up in Geniza was because they were wrong. What do you throw into Seamus? You know, you have a Sefer Torah or someone that you're writing and it didn't come out right, so you put it into Seamus. So it could very well be that the reason why you ended up in Seamus to begin with was because it's wrong. So you're taking something from Seamus. Imagine someone digs up some Seamus, says, "Ah, we found new Giluyim." Maybe they were thrown out on purpose because they were wrong. So you can't build whole Torahs out of it. The Rebbe finishes off, Mashenkin the Mesoira of Asmir Habin, the Mesoira that we have, which was given over ish mipi ish, generation after generation, to Moshe Rabbeinu, is Adover Bore Ziz Emes. This is clearly true. And that has to be our Hashkofa Bechlal, and especially as we're going to get into the discussion about the Menoitis in Rome, we have to always know that we follow what Chazal tell us, and that's the introduction to tomorrow's shir.